Yo.
What's up?
How you doing, fellas?
Yo.
Yo, this good. This was bothering me. Mike, you the oldest one here. You got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
I'm pretty much going bald. I'm bald.
Right.
Tyrone has hair. You ever thought about well, not you, because you got hair, but you ever thought about getting a wig?
I didn't know I was going to have hair, because I didn't know till I got, once you get to a certain age, you realize that the bald gene done skipped me. So I was thinking about that shit in my 20s, like, what if I'm starting to go bald, like, what the fuck I'm going to do?
Because you're going to look stupid bald.
I was going to shave it like my pop did.
Don't say Paul. You know what you want
to
say.
Like my dad. I was going to shave it like my daddy did, nigga. Like, nigga, he gave up. He used to have hair. He used to get haircuts in the he got tired of us making fun of that little heart-shaped bald spot he had. So one day he just shaved that shit off, and then he's been bald ever since. And I ain't getting no wig. Fuck that.
I ain't gonna lie.
That's for white people.
I thought about going bald after I cut my dreads off. I was just gonna start starting all the way over and just going fully bald. But I said, nah, it's too cold right now.
Well, the way you look, you like Rock already. Charles, you like that boy already, so don't go bald.
Right. I'm glad.
Oh, see, I'm saying this because, you know, Steve Harvey has fooled forever with that. The best man unit in the history of the world.
Nigga, everybody wanted that fucking heck. That line and that shit, boy.
My nigga AJ from 106 and Park had a lace front. I watched the video. I'm putting it in his hair. I thought that shit was real all this time. Fucking misleading us. And, all right, look at every Tyler Perry movie.
Oh yeah, I don't know where the fuck he get his wigs from. Like, he go to the dollar store and get wigs.
He make the bitches himself. He saved money, son.
Yeah, it gotta be one something like that. Like, bro, like I done seen the brokest females have better hair than this. Like, bro, where you getting these wigs from? You a multi? He a billionaire now?
Yeah,
you
a billionaire.
He a billionaire. Like, bro, now this shit is unacceptable, dog.
That made me wonder who else that we know with froze right now. That shit not real. Look, I thought I said. That motherfucker Webby shit fake too. Webby hell fake.
He had that bush for about 15 years.
Webby shit fake.
Bro. This shit never grew.
Webby, I'm on your ass. Yo, I'm going to pull that motherfucker off your head, boy. I'm telling you. Right. Young savvy. Young ball savvy, motherfucker.
That poor ass Boosie fed. That might be a wig.
Boosie shit fake too. Who else got a fucking.
Oh, yeah, they make fake feeds. Yeah, they do.
Yeah. It made me wonder, bro. I started thinking about shit. Nigga said, that hell saving your ass right now.
Niggas be scared to go bald. Don't you shave that shit off?
Right.
I wonder if James Harden beard real. Because I saw that nigga without the beard. That nigga's unattractive.
Yes, that nigga.
He's unattractive.
Ugly without that beard, though.
Son, I don't understand why niggas be having the fucking hell around here and having the baseball field at the top.
Like, these niggas don't
want to
give it up,
though. Like, give that. I be taking buku pics of people, son. Like, man, give that shit up. I'm going to drop my video one day.
Somebody going to catch you and beat your ass.
I'm going to post that motherfucker one day. Let that motherfucker go. It's just hell, bro.
It's not just hell to some niggas, though.
Embrace. It look worse with the fucking. With the map or the fucking. The treasure map at the top. Fuck. Treasure map.
He seen George Jefferson. Like, he had that shit from the 70s all the way till he was on Fresh Prince with that bitch.
Yeah, but he was swaggy with it. Mm-hmm. Oh, something about him. He swaggy with it, nigga.
That cold as heck. He had that bitch from
Rest in peace, Sherman Helmsley.
He ain't never gave it up, dog.
Fuck no.
He went to the grave with that bitch.
Nigga said, put me in a casket with it.
Hey, yo, Steve Harvey. Tell me where you got your man unit from, because I need one.
Email it to him.
I'm going to tag you in this, Steve Harvey. Email the TMI podcast. I'm trying to give me one, homie.
That bitch was fresh.
Nigga, if you didn't fucking video yourself cutting your hair, you could have just cut the dreads off. We got the dread wig. Nobody would have never knew. It would have just been me and you, nigga. Because I know you would have told me. I'm taking that shit to the grave, nigga. Fuck, you should have never filmed it.
I would have been able to tell.
Nobody would have never knew. I don't know why you filmed that shit, dog. Because you can't get it now. It's too late. Fuck, you come the fucking next week you record, you got a head full of hair.
He can work with it, though. He can take a little bit off the mustache and just start putting small pieces at a time.
No, I thought about disappearing for like 7 months.
Yeah, you gotta do some shit like that.
Because I still got my hair. Attached to that shit. Like, oh, damn. Dami, grew your hair back? Yeah, I did.
I got a partner who just paid to get his shit done. That motherfucking liner was all the way back here. he got his shit, and it's like, it's uphill. It ain't start growing really yet.
Wait, he went to Turkey?
I don't know. He paid to get implants in this shit.
I thought about getting that. I Googled that recently.
I figured he did.
I Googled that recently. I'm going to get these implants.
I mean, niggas, like, you start getting a little bit of money, you might as well spend it on some shit. Right,
man. Bitches could do it. I could do it. Fuck that.
Right. Hey.
I want help.
For real?
I want some waves. Right. I'm going to wave up.
I'm going to laugh at you because, that's what we do. But, I respect it. Get your fucking hell.
After a while, niggas going to become, I'm used to it now. They going to be like, damn, this nigga got hell all of a sudden. Like, fucking Erlacher did it. That nigga had a bald head his whole career. As soon as he retired, he got hell. That shit don't even make no fucking sense.
Shit, man.
Drew Brees did it. A lot of niggas did it.
Peyton Manning can't do it. Yeah. They got a big skull, Paul.
Yep.
That's just some shit I was inquiring about. Hey, Mike, you can start the pod.
Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1.
Lower that. I raised a little bit. Putting on for New Orleans, man.
I forgot how loud that song was, though.
Bump up a little bit. Give me some more.
He said blew up his fucking ears.
Putting on for the city. Episode 137, 8.
I think it's 37.
TMI podcast.
Facts out, back ain't nothing but a young thug.
8K, 8K,
I need to join the gun club.
I cut it off.
I ain't gonna lie, that's my shit.
I feel street when Jeezy come on. Cause I ain't no street nigga, but when that Jeezy come on, I be ready to trap and rob me a few niggas.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Man, sweater.
Stupid. Nigga say hell.
How y'all doing? Good. Welcome to episode 137 or 8 of the TMI podcast. That's toxic masculinity issues. You know us, we bring that toxic shit to the forefront. And y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with us. Hollywood, Fresh, Tyrone. But you know me, Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one, Hollywood Nikki.
Realest nigga around, just in case y'all forgot. They been trying to start the way, but the way don't stop.
Yeah, you better load that. That bit loud.
I forgot I recorded that bitch that loud.
That bit loud.
God damn. I only got on headphones. I heard that bit.
I forgot it was that loud.
Fuck it. He is hurting that bit.
Underdog, but not underrated or underpaid. Mike Fresh. One of the funniest dudes you're gonna see on social media.
Yes.
One of the realest niggas you're gonna find.
He ain't never wearing no fucking shirt. None of his fucking content.
That nigga nipples always out. he need a sports bra. They be bouncing. Titties everywhere.
And the only nigga I know who still got a fucking VCR. Only nigga I know.
It's a / DVD player.
Nigga, who still watch DVDs?
Hey, my dad gave it to me. I said, shit, we got all the tapes, bitch. I rewinded them bitches and everything.
Wait, what tapes you got? Booty Talk 39?
The nigga said Booty Talk 39. That's under my bed. That's under my bed.
Man. Lil T / Big T. T Collins. Tyrone Collins.
I'm Tyrone.
Yeah.
You know how we do mental health checks. Say, bro, how your week was, man?
Hey, it was good. I don't really have nothing to complain about. You know, went to church, stuff like that. Enjoying life, bro.
Yo, like you be in church, like singing the hymns and shit?
I do. I be singing, bro. I can't sing. I be trying to.
Silver and gold.
I be trying to sing. Silver and gold.
Hold up, nigga. Nigga, I don't know. You sounded all right
there. No, I just going off of what you said. You know?
I think it sounded all
right. I told my wife I did earlier. I said, man, I know I can sing. She was over there. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Silver and gold. Yeah.
Say, Mike, well, I know you don't go to church that often, but how you be at church? What's your church bag?
I don't sing no more. I was in the choir when we was younger. Like, they made hell, made us do all kinds of shit to make us stay in church.
Yeah, you a bitch ass nigga, man.
I'm like, he want niggas to be disobedient like he was. I'm not doing it, man. What are you going to do?
Screw you, mother.
No, he was the fucking badass kids on Maury.
My name is Dominic, and I be having sex.
Yeah,
I'm 12. I'm a grown man. Shut your little ass up. Nigga, get your ass in there and wash them dishes.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yo, we try to call a nigga lame for listening
to that. But I ain't had no choice, bitch, growing up. Let me not listen.
I'm can't make you sing, nigga. Shit.
Shit, yes, they could. Back then.
What they gonna do? Make me? I'm still not gonna sing? What the fuck?
Get your ass in that. Go in that pew and go sing.
I ain't saying that. I'm a real church.
I was up there. Look, they put me in the back because I.
Yeah, ask me everything. In the back.
That man said, oh, hell no. He said, don't need to say that.
Come here, I'm a ruined church. Nigga, I'm going to start singing anything. Start rapping to that bitch. Start rapping Tupac and shit. Bad at me. All right. Say, Fresh, how your week was, man?
Shit. My week was all right. I had a doctor's appointment Thursday. Everything straight. But, I mean, that was it.
So they gave you medicine for the booty AIDS?
Here you go with the booty AIDS joke. I'm surprised nobody who ain't got real AIDS ever heard this shit. Like,
my ass is over here burning.
Report the fuck out that video.
I'm over here burning.
Nobody told you to get booty AIDS.
I can't even sit on my ass no more, and he's over there joking about it. Motherfucker.
Oh, man. Say, Mike, you guys start doing more during the week. One of the friends of the show said you don't be doing shit. They're tired of you not doing nothing. So do something exciting.
But they need to give me some money so I ain't got to fucking work. Shit.
Man, you could go steal it, man. They got a kitchen right there. We can go cook something right now.
Makes Mike's Pizza. We can start on Mike's Pizza.
Nigga, that's still me having to work. I'm just working from here instead of doing it somewhere else.
Hold up. Right. Say, fool. You could steal ingredients in boxes. We could start our own pizza company.
How is that me not working? Y'all niggas create something else for me to make pizza. It's the same job.
But you don't have to work as hard.
That's even more, nigga. You think it's less work to start your own business? The fuck wrong with this nigga?
We do it under the table nowadays.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, go.
You think that's less work? Hey, nigga, being an entrepreneur is easier.
You can stop your time at a certain time. I don't except after 5. Y'all better get it at between 10 and 5, and I'm after that. I'm going.
Well, nigga, we can steal it and sell it to rivals. We can sell like y'all
nigga,
go to Papa John's.
Better ingredients than us. Why the fuck? Papa
John's.
Fuck.
I had Papa John's this weekend. Well, this week. Shit nasty, son. I ain't even gonna lie.
Hold on.
Nigga,
hold on.
What's worse? Domino's or Papa John's?
Papa John's, son.
I don't know what the fuck this nigga talking about.
I ain't even gonna lie, son. The one that's, I guess it's just the one that's like there. But I had 8-day pizza, and I'm like, this shit so fuck. They cheese sticks so fucking nasty, son. Like,
I get pizza.
They flat. And I'm like, man, I'd rather Domino's.
Because we put cheese.
Pizza Hut number one. I ain't gonna cap. Pizza Hut number one. But they shit greasy.
Domino's number 11.
Son.
Out of 5.
I don't even go lie. They fucking cheese sticks pressure. Cause they got the, y'all got the,
they put cheese pepperoni inside.
Pepperoni inside shit. Too, yeah. Them bitches brought them up. I ain't gonna even cap to you.
A blind squirrel could have done everything. Got one. All right. Yeah, you work too much. How my week was. A lot of my leaders were out sick. On Monday, I had to send Mike home. He's sick. Assistant manager. Wednesday, Janae supervisor sick.
Damn.
You got COVID?
Flu going around.
That shit going around hard, boy.
I get all the shots, so I don't get sick. Nigga, the doctor asked me, do I want? I said, I'm paying for it, so give it to me.
I ain't getting
it. I don't give a fuck.
Getting the fucking shot, stupid ass nigga.
Okay, I don't get sick. That's why your ass was at work working all hard. We got some immune system coworkers.
You still work
hard? Sniffles,
you work way more than me.
Yeah, nigga, because I like having overtime on my check. Like, that's where the money
is. I can't get overtime.
Well, that's you. I could.
Well, fuck. Yeah. All I do is drive, so.
Yeah. Like, I got the sniffles, Dom. I can't work. He ain't that mad. I don't want to do all this shit.
I got to sleep.
Well,
he know it's true.
Like I said, Janae was out. And Christine, her daughter, sick. So Christine out. So we short staff is busy. Everybody buying shit because the freeze coming next week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So everybody buying tarps and moving blankets. Like, we busy as fuck. So it was a whole week. Pause.
That was nothing to pause about.
The word whole is pausable for everything. I'm learning this shit every week.
That's hard to believe.
But I went bowling yesterday. My nigga Wu, shout out to Wu, man. I had to beat his ass, pause. I was lighting that nigga up. Like, I am so good at bowling. Say, son, I made like a TV shot. Like, yo, I'm talking about, it was like a split, the bitch way over here. I took one of the small ball, like a 6 ounce ball, just threw that bit like that. It popped and it hit both of them. Nigga, I was so like, I felt like that nigga. Then the dude next to me in the lane, he was like, yeah. That's pretty much how I spent my week. I don't think I did anything else. Just working and bowling.
I did go to a comedy club yesterday.
What?
Last night. On Fulton Street in downtown.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
Yeah. That. It was my first time. I just wanted to experience that shit. And that was,
you sat in the back?
I sat in the front.
Was, this nigga wild.
You bugging.
You wild, dog.
That's what I ain't sure I want. Who the fuck talk about?
All right, first of all, depends on who the comedian is. Because some of them about that.
I am too.
Yeah, nigga, I'm funny, but some niggas are better than me.
I hold back for a reason. Look, you might be funnier than me, but I'm going to still go toe to toe with your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, but like, these niggas tell jokes for a living.
Right.
Like, I work for, I do retail management. That's what I do for a living. And you drive trucks. Like, what the fuck? Like, they tell jokes for a living. That's
in
what
my mind, I be telling them fucking jokes.
Cause I do make sure I write jokes when I talk to, like when I go on a comedy show, I have my jokes written in case they tell me something.
I wasn't at the front. They had people in front of me, but I was. I like, thought you was like, hell no, I ain't sitting front. Cause I ain't ready yet.
Cause they got a mic. I'm be like, say yo, calm down. I'm gonna get you.
Nigga said, give me that motherfucking mic.
Cause I always write one fire one, but I'm gonna save it. I'm gonna throw a little weak one.
I love that. The fire. Like, niggas don't understand when you ribbing, you can't throw all your best one. You gotta throw them like, oh, that shit was, it was all right, funny, but it wasn't funny. But then you hit them with that, yeah.
See, I learned that cause I used to rib Harold all the time. And I'm stinging Harold. It's like 18 or nothing. I'm stinging him. Then he come with one joke and oh, Harold got him.
Right. You gotta throw your weak ones out there. And they be like, oh yeah. You gotta lower their expectations. Then you rise it back up, you know?
Alright. Let's talk about what's going on in the world. Let's start off with Jonathan Majors. He gave his first interview after the guilty verdict on 2020.
Yeah.
You watched it?
Yeah.
I saw you watch it.
Mm-hmm.
CT, give me a brief synopsis of what you thought of the interview.
After listening to it, I feel like you should listen to your mama growing up. Like, your mama say don't bring no white woman to this house. Then you don't see, you got Bill Cosby, you got all these other people falling over some white pussy.
Bill Cosby fell because he's a fucking rapist.
Yeah, he is.
It wasn't just white women. Though.
But he did the black woman too.
Yes.
Oh, all right. I ain't.
He was drugging all of them. That's a nasty nigga.
All right. Well, it's still. And your mom always said, "Don't bring no white woman to house." Come on now, and you did it. You married her. Didn't he marry her? He married her.
No.
Was his girlfriend.
Oh, but still. But,
all right.
Come on, man.
Let's think about this. You see his demeanor and the way he carries himself in the interview. He's a cornball.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, so if he wasn't a millionaire, it's hard for a black woman to date him because he's really corny. Like, he's not handsome and he's corny.
Right.
Like, he's a corny ass nigga.
Right.
I thought maybe I may have hurt her. I might have brought this upon myself. Like, he run corny. He dressed corny. Man, he dressed like he in the 1700s. The British are coming. Like, this nigga dressed funny, son.
Can't take dudes serious.
Say, Fresh, what you think about it?
I feel like a lot of shit he said, he should have got on the fucking stand and said that shit instead of not taking the stand. And I guess he was relying on the evidence was going to be enough.
Why niggas do that?
Because he think, oh, I'm the only one telling the truth. Sometimes the truth ain't enough, nigga. You gotta
land in that.
Yeah, you gotta be. Sometimes you gotta be charming as fuck, to, especially in the jury trial, to win some of them jurors over.
But he wasn't charming. Like, he came in there with that fucking that stupid ass haircut. Like,
yeah, that bit was bad.
What you the super cuts? Haircut, like,
that was a terrible
since haircut. He date white women, he go to a white barber.
Yeah, it's like what the fuck? Be, son, like,
nigga, I never saw a nigga with a lining like that. Like him and my dad got the same haircut. Like, he like my dad. They got the same haircut. My dad's 70. He ain't supposed to look fly. Like, my dad shouldn't look fly. He's 70.
So he should have known he was already going to get charged with something. He should have known that off bat. Come on, as a white woman.
He shouldn't have ran.
Right.
He should have stood there and punched her. Bitch, you swinging at me. I'm knocking you the fuck out.
I would have let her ass hit.
I'm not running.
I ain't gonna lie. If you know cameras around, you should have let her ass just hit you.
I'm built a certain kind of way. Don't put your hands on me because I'm going to retaliate.
But you know, you don't realize that same shit happened to your boy who, what's it, not National Treasure. What's that nigga name? The white dude. Who just won a case against his wife.
It's about Johnny Depp?
Yeah, that shit just happened between him.
He said National Treasure.
I thought National
Treasure. He said Pirates of the Caribbean.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Fuck, they had treasure in that motherfucker.
Amber Heard was something. No, she was shitting on this nigga, pillowing all kind of other shit. Like, she was doing all kinds of foul shit.
If it would have kept Amber going up, that would have happened to Johnny. It would have happened to me.
Shitting on his pillow?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Look. Shout out to Charles and White. White women nasty. They like that shit.
It's impossible because she still laying in the bed with him. Because I'm going to take her face and smush it in
her
bed. Now you got to eat the poop. Now you got to eat the poop.
Nelfie C.
She was fucking all over Johnny Depp, dog.
That nigga fucked that ward up. I be pacing myself. I can have it during the show.
I know. Fuck, I done drunk my shit, bud. Yeah, bro.
I'm not going to hold you. I didn't watch the interview because I don't like Jonathan Majors. Well, I don't dislike him. I just hate the way he look. Like, I don't like looking at funny people talk. Like, he funny looking, so I don't...
How he was talking during the interview? Yeah.
Soft-spoken like he always talk?
Yeah. I don't know if I did that or not. Shut the fuck up. Talk up, nigga.
Yo, that's how that man talk, though. He's soft-spoken.
He gotta talk like that to appear less threatening because he's, from a physical stature, he's pretty buff. So he trying to seem meek and... intimidated. That's why he's talking in that voice. Everything when you're on the like in front of a jury is crafted.
Right.
Like you got to look a certain kind of way. That's why he got that dumbass haircut.
That's why.
That's why he wear them stupid ass Prince outfits.
Who you think uglier, Jonathan Majors or your boy who be dancing with all them fucking muscles? What's his name?
Big Groove.
His boy. That's your partner. Big Groove.
Big Groove. Who you think?
Oh, Jonathan Majors is ugly, man. That's ugly ass nigga, son. Right. I gotta go with Jonathan Majors, son.
Who voice more aggravating?
I ain't never heard Big Groove talk.
Shark bite.
I don't play the sound when I watch the video.
With them big ass shoes.
That sound be muted as a motherfucker, dog.
You ever say nigga shoes?
Yes.
That nigga shoes. That motherfucker.
Oh, man. Hold up. Say, fool, I was on Snapchat yesterday, and my boy Gil, he posted some throwback thing. He had some Tims on. I swear to God, the longest Tims I've seen in my life.
Oh,
bitch like torpedoes. Like, the bitch like from like the length of my arm, son. Like, I don't know why he put them on and took a picture, son.
Damn.
They couldn't have been in shoes. That was Victor Wembanyama shoes. Ooh, longest Tims I've seen in my life, son.
RP to them shoes. Fuck.
I thought I liked that bulb on Snapchat.
Right.
What up, Gil, boy? I see you.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yo. Well, I mean, that's pretty much it about Jonathan Majors. I don't care about that nigga.
Nope.
But while we talking about court, I'm going to stay on this. This was one of the saddest things we've done. Say, Mike, at one point we went on a run, and it was like back-to-back-to-back weeks of just sad shit.
Yeah.
So after a while, we stopped reporting it. Like, I couldn't take it no more. This little bitch-ass nigga named Peyton Gendra, that was on the shooter at Buffalo.
Right.
The top supermarket.
Yeah.
Who killed 10 black people, innocent black people who was just shopping. They tried to give him the death penalty.
Right.
I don't think lethal injection hurt. I don't think that shit hurt.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's against the law for anything.
Because it's cruel and inhumane. Cruel,
yeah.
Yeah, I throw that nigga a gin pop and give him like a week in gin pop before they kill him.
Right.
Like.
Yeah, he going to be in protective custody till the day he die. Like, and he's still in it. From the time he got arrested to every time he go to trial, they never going to put him in gin pop.
Yeah. Tell me what prison he in. I'll pay whatever guard. I'll pay whatever guard to let that nigga run the streets.
Son, that nigga deserve everything he get.
Yeah, every time one of these mass shooters get arrested, they put him in protective custody. Like, every time, because they already know somebody going to try to get to him.
Wasn't he crying?
No, that was, That was Kyle Rittenhouse.
Oh, Kyle Rittenhouse. Yeah, that his little bitch ass.
No, that boy was crying. They had showed a video, a picture of him when they said about death.
Oh, I think did see a picture of him looking like his eyes were red, so he could have been crying.
He had a tear coming down his eye. Don't cry, not bitch.
I don't want him dying. I want him in jail.
I want him in jail too.
You ain't gotta bring him in jail. You bring him here. Hand to hand combat.
For real.
That's the best chance you got. It's street fight, me and you. Hand to hand combat.
You thinking about let that shit go down one on one, nigga?
No, nigga, like, you sit in the corner. I'm pretty nice at this.
I don't give anybody help, nigga.
I can work with these like Hercules, nigga. I'm nice.
On my next tag too. Me in. Fuck you talking about? Nigga, you ain't about to have all the fun. Shit. Nigga, somebody sit it out. Fuck no, nigga. I want something too. Shit.
I hope he get. I just hate that dude. I hate the situation. This is one of the saddest things. Just thinking about it, reporting it, like this journal. Am I a journalist? Because I see niggas who like Elliot Wilson, like he wrote for XXL and stuff. He never went to school for journalism, but he's a journalist.
Right.
He did publications. We do this shit, so I guess we journalists. But I hate reporting shit like this. It's too heavy on my heart.
Right.
Man, we gotta get in a lighter mood, man. Hey, yo, you be on IG, huh? And Twitter. You know what I hate? I ain't gonna lie. I love it, but I hate it. I hate troll accounts. Like, cause you know they troll accounts because they only got like one follower.
And they don't never have no fucking picture.
No picture.
It's always the default picture. Always.
But they gonna come in there and they gonna say something to piss you off.
Yes.
Look, and I be wanting to go back with them, but I'll go check this shit. If they got more fucking people they following, no, if they got more followers than people they following, then I'm not going.
They be having like 10, it'd be like 10 followers, and they following the every damn celebrity.
Right.
Yeah.
So they can go troll them. That's all they on there for. And burn the accounts. They get on my fucking nerves,
bro. That shit be funny, son.
Because they could be having, somebody make a serious point, and here come, well, black people always make it race about. Like, shut the fuck up, nigga. Report your shit.
We do make it racy.
Shit. Like, it'd be a clear situation where race is involved, and they'd be like, everything about race all the time with y'all.
Hey, nigga, I make everything. I make everything racy. I make everything racy.
I be on that bitch trolling. Hey. I be saying shit. Women be getting mad. Men be getting mad. And I'll go back and forth with it if I don't got shit else better than me. Fuck. All fucking D.
Shit, I'm not going. I ain't about to go back and forth on social media because I'm going to get mad. And I'm gonna
yes, that's right. Why I don't say that. Because I already know how I get. Hey. At some point, I'm going to fight. So that's why I just leave it alone.
I had this one chick. She was mad. I kept going back and forth with her. Fuck, you mad for what? I'm going to just keep
only
going.
The only time I go back and forth is if it's some shit I'm joking about somebody getting serious. Now I'm getting mad because you're trying to ruin my joke. I don't like people ruining my joke. You could have been like, this nigga, this shit ain't funny, and keep scrolling. Bitch, you ain't got a comment if you think this shit ain't funny. What?
What I just did? What? A lady was in Detroit Walmart, and another lady took the basket from and picked that bitch up and threw it. I said, you got scared. That's why you looking around. Hey, somebody better get this bitch. Nah, bitch. You always thought about life for a second when she picked up that fucking basket. She's still commenting on it. She still comment to this day. I wasn't scared. Bitch, I was scared. Fuck. I wasn't even there. I was motherfucking scared, bitch. Fuck. Fuck you mean you weren't scared? That bitch just picked up a basket. Fuck that. Whatever you want, you can have, baby. You good.
Oh, shit. I done been dying laughing, dog. Pick up a basket.
We got a lot of me, bitch. We on IG, fuck.
Oh, shit.
I don't troll, and I hate troll accounts. Like, they're annoying. Like, I should just know it. But like, go get a life, nigga.
That's their life. They sit on the internet all day and troll niggas all day.
But they don't get paid for that, nigga.
I know they don't. That's the weird part.
Go mind a business that pay you, nigga.
Like, at least be like a pop and troll account.
Right.
Shit.
What I did this week, Deonica put out a podcast. Shout out to Deonica.
Right.
I'm a fan of her shit, so I watch it. I listen to her. She had no video. I listened to her on Spotify. She kind of pissed me off. Cause she did what other people do that I hate. They be wanting credit for like adulting. Niggas like, I do so much stuff. I take care of my kid. I go to work. I gotta cook. I gotta clean. I gotta do laundry. Yeah, nigga, you're an adult, nigga. We all do it. Like, shit, you don't get credit for that shit.
And nigga said we do that shit every fucking day. Everybody does that.
Lord, don't say nothing about. Don't say that to them single moms, dog. You gonna get blitzed,
boy.
They ride or die for that shit.
I nobody told you have a baby.
I just let them have their moment where they be patting themselves on the back, dog. Just go ahead.
Niggas be like,
I do this mother shit. Well, ain't nobody else. About, I ain't about
to do it. Fuck, you really don't have no fucking choice.
Right. Fuck, I ain't about to do it. They got some niggas out there who will do it for free. I got coochie got to be involved. You want a stepdaddy? I ain't about to. I'm a nice guy, but they got limits to that shit. Like, damn. Especially if you got too many motherfuckers, I don't give a fuck how good your pussy ass is. No. Once you get up to 4 or 5, baby, I'm too rich for my blood, like a poker game. I'm
too rich for my blood. Nigga said fold.
Yeah, I had a fold. Slide them cards. I don't give a nigga slide said, them cards across the table. You good?
Give me back my fucking coin.
Say, nigga. The funny thing is, since we have like 4 kids, 4 baby daddies, but they be like real judgy and picky.
Yes. Like, I just let them have it, dog. I don't be wanting to be like the bitter nigga, because I'd be wanting to strike. Like, damn, you either got bad luck or you just can't pick niggas.
She
like,
can't.
And then they'd be like, oh, they always say, oh, the nigga was how call. I've been like, these niggas is clown niggas. Niggas can see their clown niggas, but y'all can't see their clown.
You
niggas.
Slept with his clown ass. You a clown ass?
Like, exactly. Like I can spot a clown nigga a mile away. How you can't spot this shit?
I don't partake in the circus.
Yeah.
I see these clown ass niggas.
Right.
Oh, doofy niggas, man. You
know, he was pretending to be something he wasn't. Well, how the fuck?
Everybody told you that, too. And you still went with him. Accountability.
I just let him have it, dog. Hey, you got it, mama. Go ahead. Single mothers, go ahead. And
they like down the men, but you was one fucking.
I ain't lying. But I be one to.
Do that mother shit.
I be one to strike one of them.
You can't because
I be on Facebook and like they be saying shit and I be like, yo, if she tell me something I don't like, I'm gonna get personal. Like, I watch you with these fucking 5 kids, 4 niggas. Talk about niggas and shit. Talk about relationships and shit.
Yeah,
you can't keep a nigga. That's why so many niggas keep nothing you and having kids.
Right.
You can't keep you a nigga. I wish somebody would try to give me relationship advice. My shit solid, nigga. You can't keep nobody. Fuck out of here.
Every nigga done nutted in you and had a baby with you.
I just let him have it.
And you talk down to him? You don't want to get nutted in.
Oh, Lord.
Man.
Shit.
And they be looking weird to me when they be pregnant. Talking about this nigga ain't shit. But you pregnant.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Foley. Earlier, we was talking about something. You was like, oh, I was talking about being defiant. You was like, you one of them kids that would be on Maury as well. I'm going to ask you this. I think about all the TV shows and everything. What TV show would you want to go on back in the day? And what would be the topic of the show?
Talking about like Maury or
yeah,
like talk
like,
show?
Like Maury, Montel, Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones.
I want somebody to bring me on. The Jenny Jones used to do like
I know,
Nicole,
I know
got a crush on you. It yeah. Gotta be a bad because if they ugly, it's about to get real funny because I'm being disrespectful. Like, you brought me on here for me to turn you down. It's just not gonna be a good look. You gotta it better be a bad bitch. Bring me on and tell me she like me. I'm gonna walk off the stage though. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
That's gonna be embarrassing. The world gonna hate you.
Nah, the world already hate me. I don't give a fuck. Shit. It's gonna be another notch on the belt.
Hey. I'ma say it because I don't give a fuck. No more. I would want to be on the Maury show.
Somebody bring you enough for having a baby?
Yeah, because I supposedly had a son, and she ain't want to let me get a DNA test. All I thought about, I'm gonna take her ass on fucking Maury. That's what I'm gonna fucking do. Yeah, I'm gonna take that whole Maury.
What the fuck happened?
I just never got the test.
So the baby couldn't be.
Went to court and everything.
So what? You
she even ain't show up.
Oh, well, she know who the baby is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nigga ain't stupid.
Yeah, she knows that.
Right.
Oh, she just tried to pin it on you.
She tried to, but I said, I sent the fucking, she thought the court was lying. They sent the paper and everything.
Yeah, when you request a DNA test, you subpoena to do it. There's there's no,
the woman not though. The woman's not.
The woman, it's their baby, so they.
Right.
They are, I mean, yeah. Right. They know it's their baby because they gave birth to it.
Right.
Yeah. You can't deny that.
Right, but they ain't subpoenaed to come in and bring the baby for to see if it's a
for the father.
Yeah.
But if she wants like funds or some kind of financial gain from you, if you request a DNA test, you're allowed to it.
Right. I told her to put me. I said if it's mine, put me on child support so we can go get that test. I ain't heard from no host since.
Shit. What about you, nigga?
Shit, I want to go on Jenny Jones with the crush.
Like, I ain't trying to go on Maury or something. Some chick put out to put a baby on me. Like, that used to be the joke for a long time that I got secret kids that I don't know about. That somebody was going to take me on Maury one day and try to pin a baby on me. Nigga, I ain't got no fucking kids.
Shit. Nigga, I'm never going on Maury. Like, what the fuck, nigga? Nigga, send me the DNA test. It's like I ain't going on Jerry Springer.
Shit, I go on Jerry Springer. See them titties.
Nigga, you gonna be on that? The chick you dating is gonna be a man.
Yes, that's
what it's gonna be. Look, and I was like, I'm not. Look, before you said that, my mom said, I ain't gonna say Jerry Springer. Cause I already knew your fucking ass was gonna be, bitch. I knew that nigga ass was gonna be.
Hey, I'm here to tell you I'm a man.
Nigga said,
yeah, nigga, I was like, oh, what you mean? We have sex. What you mean? You ain't know, nigga.
Only with the lights off.
It'd be straight butt sex on the stand. So, yo, with no pussy.
No pussy.
The whole freak off, yo, with no pussy, just butt sex in the head.
How you gonna fight him now? Like, y'all. Nigga, you should know the difference between the ass and the pussy.
Exactly, oh, dog.
Then the nigga be like 6'3". Well, like a 6'3 buffet woman. Like, what the fuck?
Man,
that's a nigga.
What was that one fucking... It was like a show, and everybody was in jail, and a nigga said, yeah, this my girlfriend.
Oh, ATL.
So
yeah.
That shit was...
I mean, Atlanta, yeah.
That nigga said, you know that's a man, right? That ain't no man. That ain't no man. All y'all niggas gay anyways.
Oh man,
that shit funny, son.
Any other talk shows? They got talk shows now. Like
they got like Jennifer Hudson got a show.
Do she?
Yeah.
Steve Harvey still got his show.
Oh, Dr. Phil, they do got shows still.
Dr. Phil, he come back with his shit, huh?
He got canceled. Dr. Phil got canceled.
Oh shit.
Drew Barrymore got a show.
Talking about
I
what?
Thought he was coming with his own. Dr. Phil coming with his own network.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Oprah giving him his own network?
I think so, yeah. He come back with his own network.
Damn, I wish y'all friends with Oprah. She be hooking niggas up, dog. Gayle King got a whole career out of that shit.
Who else got a...
I'm going to email Oprah.
Nick Cannon shit got canceled.
I think Jennifer Hudson. I know she got one because...
don't you had a crush on her?
Who, Jennifer Hudson?
Yeah.
Oh, I like Coco Jones. See, they look alike, but I like Coco Jones.
We need more talk shows.
I'm gonna start me a talk show.
The Dominic Hunter show?
Yeah.
What's it gonna be about?
Him going off on niggas, going on there. You know why? You know why I don't like you? I bought you on here so I can get. I want to tell you to your face. I don't respect you. You a bitch ass nigga for real.
Oh, 2024. I don't like D1. I don't like that nigga.
He gonna be the first guest.
Yo, all right. Mardi Gras, what? A month away?
Yeah.
How you feel about Mardi Gras?
I mean, I hate it from having to work downtown for all them years, so I'm the wrong nigga to ask about parade season. I hate that shit.
I mean, it's the same shit every year. Fuck, I really don't see no excitement in it. No more, really.
I know you don't fuck with King Cake.
I mean, I eat it, it's overrated.
Something wrong with him.
It's overrated.
That nigga crazy,
it's
bro. Overrated.
It's okay, nigga. Oh, that ain't the best fucking dessert ever.
It's good, though.
It's good.
I said, it's okay. What's your shit being okay?
Mm-mm. No, it's good.
He work at Domino's, bro.
So, nigga, you like anything? It's sweet. I gotta have something sweet at the end of the day.
Look, I'll taste it once. But if I don't like it, I ain't eating the shit. King cake is very good.
It's okay.
Randazzo's king cake is precious and it's soft.
Let me break this down. What's proper king cake etiquette? All right. For starters, you got that rule if you get the baby, You gotta buy another king cake.
Yeah. If I get a baby, I'm stuffing that bitch back in.
Oh, you a sneaky
nigga
bitch.
Said.
You a sneaky bitch.
Nigga said, oh, I felt that bitch.
Hold up, nigga, hide that put his pocket. Damn, they had no baby in this one.
This nigga know they got a baby in every king cake. Somebody talking about, oh, nigga, they look have out, none in this one.
Nigga, look on the table.
All right, buy the fucking king cake.
Don't eat no piece then, nigga.
Nah, fuck that.
Said, bro, I hated like going to school. You had the baby, you had to bring that fucking king cake.
Yeah, school.
Nigga, ass fucking kite.
You had to carry that bitch to school, though.
That shit annoying. And I called the bus to school.
Nigga, we had to walk. What? I had to walk like 6 blocks with a king cake in my
hand. Oh, damn.
Fuck. We ain't never had king cake. I stayed in Jacksonville. Yeah. I mean, I ain't no shit about no king cake till I got out here. But what kind of flavors y'all like? I'm a
you
regular.
About the cream for the,
I'm a regular. Oh, regular son, king cake.
You still on this nigga side?
I'm a regular king cake.
I like regular king cake.
That I don't eat filled king
this
cake.
Nigga lying.
I swear, I lying. Son, I don't eat jelly donuts. I don't eat none of that shit. I like regular.
I like regular king cake.
Son, you ask anybody? I'm regular.
Oh, I'm just making sure. I thought you about
it. I don't eat none of that. I be hating when the white people be bringing king cake, cream cheese. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Regular nigga.
It was fucked up. Somebody get the Randazzo's King Cake.
Yeah.
Then you get the baby. Then you get the Winn-Dixie King Cake.
Yep. Bitch, I'm going to Walmart. I don't give a fuck if you're mad.
You ain't getting the fire guy.
No.
Walmart. Ain't nothing. I'm going to find the cheapest store they got, and I'm going to buy a fucking King Cake. That big going to be ugly as a motherfucker.
If I get the King Cake, look, get the job, y'all niggas getting that Robert's King Cake.
They better hope I don't get the one that's about to expire. Buy that bitch. Bring them a motherfucking King
you
Cake.
You talking about you got to buy the same kind. Bitch, it's my pockets. How you right. Tell me what the fuck to buy?
Well, give me half the money. I'll go buy that bitch.
One time, it was Mardi Gras. And I think it was on St. Charles. Somebody like 5 feet away pulled the gun out.
Oh, yeah.
I had to dive on Mike.
I just told, no, bitch, don't try to steal my thunder. I just told that story to me.
Yo, all right.
Fuck my outfit up.
Somebody pulled the burn out. I'm looking like, all right, I was.
Of course, he like that. Oh, I ain't worrying about it.
It was like a poor ass gun. So I wasn't worried about it. He pulled the
like,
gun out.
Like a Red Dead gun. Like a Red Dead revolver gun.
And Mike was Bruce Willis. This nigga Mike dove. Tackled me. He tackled the jaw. He tackled us. Got us down. Some of the boy, they started shooting. Some of the boy put his head up. Mike grabbed him. Get out! Nigga tackled me in the barbecue pit.
Nigga, I got up. Half my outfit was covered in mud. I lost my fucking watch.
Oh, shit.
I was mad, dog.
That nigga Mike was a hero.
Shit.
But I told him that was a waste of time. I'd have caught the bullet. Nigga shot me. I'd have caught them fucking bullets.
You think
he's
fucking Superman, though?
That bitch would have been in the fucking hospital.
Hold up, what you gonna do when nigga shoot me? And I'm like,
I'm like, nigga, you shot. Why you just trying to fake like you were hurt? I'm like, nigga, you gonna look down, that shit gonna start hurting.
As long as you don't look at it, you still gonna be alive.
Once you look at it, that bitch gonna start burning.
I'm gonna do this.
This nigga. Well, next time we're around, niggas start shooting, you could dive and save everybody else.
And I'm shooting back. Nah, fuck that. Yeah. I'm out there. That pistol out there, nigga. I'm shooting back.
I want a briefcase gun. What you just...
He think he doesn't ride on something.
I'm going to get one of them bitches.
This nigga think you're a hitman, dog.
Shut up. Like, I'm going to go to the gun store tomorrow. I'm gonna slide down Black Fang. I'm gonna go check them out tomorrow.
Shit.
Reload on fucking bullets.
Damn, I was about to say something. I forgot what I was about to say, man. Oh. Everybody going crazy still about the damn tumblers. Them Stanley tumblers.
Oh, Lord.
Gosh, son.
Might know where I'm headed with this one. Say, yo, they had them at Starbucks. Some nigga went behind the counter. Took the box.
He said like Mike Allstott.
And tried to steal them.
He looked like a running back, for real.
So they started filming it. And the customers are stopping them. Like, he tried to steal the customers. He's stealing them. Some dude was about to do like this. And they go head up.
He running niggas over, dog. Like a running back.
But they did stop him and get the tumblers back.
Yeah.
But that's crazy. Like, they fighting over shit. They fighting people for something that don't belong to them.
Right.
Because if I stole a tumbler, and it was like, get him. Like, you put your hands on me, I'm going to shoot you or stab you. You're gonna die behind somebody else's cup.
Hey, the women, fucking cup,
the
son.
The trying to tackle him, he just boom. You running niggas over, dog.
I have not seen this video.
It's on Twitter, man. I tag Mike. And nigga was like, get him, he's stealing.
That nigga had a whole box of the motherfuckers too, dog.
Why they try to stop him?
Because they wanted the cup for themselves. They bugging. Like they don't care about this nigga stealing. They ain't want him stealing that shit. Because if he would have had like a box of shirts or something, nigga, but oh, this nigga wild, he's stealing shirts.
They play with that white boy like that. Nigga, they ain't playing like that. Nigga's on it's on your hip.
He just tried to outmuscle everybody. He like, fuck these ladies ain't gonna stop me. Shit.
I ain't watched that bitch.
Look, he probably tried to flip the motherfucker out. Went in the parking lot, sold them bitch for what, $10 a piece?
10? They got motherfuckers selling them bitches for 8 and 9 a piece.
No, 10. They cost 40, so you gonna pay at least.
You might get a bit of money. Shit. Nigga, whatever he's selling for is a profit. Nigga, he stole the whole box. Fuck, ain't like he got it for a low.
I say, if you was the, because I think it was inside a Starbucks and Target.
Yeah.
If you was the, what you was going to do?
I'm a customer.
Yeah, you like you working the shop.
I'm laughing. I'm like, damn, he running bitches over for them cups.
Look, I might hit what they call that shit. When you been basketball, nigga say, hey, get him, and the nigga do that. I'm a pick somebody. Nigga say, I'm a pick. I'm like, nigga, catch me in the parking lot. Fuck, I'm a pick somebody.
I'm like, damn, this nigga running bitches over.
I might fake it fall. Oh my bad.
Now, I'm gonna be laughing because he running all the white people over. They gonna be mad. That's not funny. Somebody could have been seriously hurt. Like, get the fuck out the way then, bro.
Right. Why are you trying to stop this man? He didn't pay you. Now, if you get hurt, you can't sue them.
Shit, I might hit one of these. Like, you ever, like, in real life, something happened, and you, like, look at an imaginary camera? Like, you know, all TV ain't do that shit. Look at me. I might hit one of those, man.
That shit funny.
I do that all the time. Like, when something stupid happened, I just thought.
Just look to the side. Like,
the side.
Yeah. Like, come on, bro.
I got pictures with, like, when you die, you can look at highlights of your life. And I want to see highlights of me doing that.
I hope we can do that shit. Like, that shit'll be so funny. Like, click. That movie, click. And then you look at highlights of it, like, that shit.
Nigga, that shit passed by so fast, nigga, you ain't gonna be able to notice it. Like when your life flashed before your eyes. Because like, I didn't start doing that shit till I was in my like late 20s. Like just looking to the side like I got a fucking camera on me. Like, really?
I've been there for a long time. I saw Martin do it, so I've been doing it for a long time.
They started doing that shit in Family Matters. That shit was funny. Nigga said,
they have the music.
That shit is funny.
Say, yo, you know, we do this podcast shit. If you could rate yourself from 1 to 10 as a podcaster, what would you rate yourself?
I'm gonna say about a 5. I got a lot to work on. Like, if I had to leave this podcast, I couldn't do it.
Well, you probably could.
I feel you could.
In fact,
talk like talking into a mic is not natural for me, nigga.
Yeah, I know you said that, but you've done it 138 times.
Yeah. But nigga, think about compared to you, how much experience you got compared to me?
Yeah, I mean, I used to rap, so
yes, exactly, nigga. So like if I had like a producer, so like somebody else was like just standing at the side producing and doing all the other shit, I couldn't do what you did. I can do what you do, pretty much. That's what I'm trying to say. Like if we got into it and fuck you nigga, I'm gonna start my own shit. I ain't starting nothing.
I'm starting my own shit.
I'm a
cannibal too. I'm gonna start dissing your ass. I'm gonna get them views. Yeah, this bitch ass nigga Mike did this.
I'm gonna be hating from the comment section. I'm
fuck you. Fuck you, Dominic.
No, I'm gonna hate on my TikTok. I'm gonna steal that nigga shit. Do the voiceover. Like this, look how wack this episode is.
He gonna be talking, he gonna voice over everything you back and say.
Say Tyrone, get a rate yourself 1 to 10.
All right, I say in certain it matters on what category it is. If we
talking about overall, nigga.
Overall, I ain't gonna lie, I give myself like an 8, 9.5, and 10. I can do better, so I give myself a 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 9.5.
I guess I'm probably like a 7 at this.
Right.
Like, sometimes I'm really good, sometimes I'm not. But they got strengths and mm-hmm. opportunities.
Right.
Like, talking in the mic is not natural for you.
Right.
Nigga, talking not natural for me. I talk a lot, but I fumble words a lot. I stutter a lot. Like, yeah. I talk fast as fuck. So, and my brain works, like, really fast.
Right.
So, like, you might have one thought. I got, like, 16 in my head. Like, so I might think about saying this. Then I think about saying this. And then they combine, and that's what happens.
Right. I feel you.
Like, my strengths are, I'm charismatic and I enjoy talking, and I can bring somebody in the conversation, right. And I'm captivating. But I already know, I told you my opportunities. You say yours is like, leading or being an A mic, like, because like different shows got A and B mics, like right. The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne is the talent, but DJ Envy's the A mic because right. he segues to everything.
Right.
Say Tyrone, what will be your opportunities or your strengths?
My strength is definitely, bringing the entertainment part, and
I give you that.
Making people laugh and stuff like that. I know my weaknesses is like
chocolate.
It's too cold to be ribbing. So, motherfucker. My weaknesses is like a knowledge on certain stuff. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody got weaknesses, So, it's not. I don't really call it a weakness. It's just knowledge.
Opportunities.
Right. All right.
Opportunities for improvement.
Right.
And, well, I got the advantage with this because I mostly generate the docket. So, I know about what we're talking about. Right. Honestly, if I don't know about it, I assume Mike gonna lead us.
Yeah.
So I don't care.
Most of the time we have the same shit. I write shit down, but
because
I have my, I keep it in my notes. So I feel like, well, we might talk about this. I keep it, or I screenshot
it. Right.
Or I watch the video on it, like the John DeMajor shit. I don't care about this nigga, but I watched the whole thing because I knew it was gonna come up.
I ain't watched none of it until 5 minutes before the pod.
Most of the big parts they talk about on the radio anyway, so I just listened to it. I had already listened to all like the little Coretta Scott bullshit and all that shit. But as far as like some of my strengths, like I think I'm great at letting somebody get their point across, not listening to respond, but actually understanding what the fuck where they're coming from. Even if I don't
agree with
it.
You good in that life, though. You good in that in life. Like, yeah. you don't listen to respond. You listen to comprehend.
Right.
I give you a higher than a 5, Mike. I do.
I mean, I give myself a 5 because I know it's, at some point, I'm going to have to lead a episode one day where we're going to talk about some shit that I'm more of an expert in than he is.
Right.
So, at some point, that opportunity going to come up. It's some shit that I'm just going to know is natural for me. I'm going to do most of the talking, but
like, yeah. Some stuff you passionate about, I done seen you, like, take over.
Right.
Like emotional stuff, that's your bag. That's when you in your mm-hmm. bag fully.
Right.
Like, even my nigga at work noticed that, like when you talk about family and stuff like that, you get in your bag. Right. Like, Larry, he a friend of the show. That's my nigga. Like, that's really my nigga. I fuck with that nigga hard.
Right.
Like, he noticed, like, when you in your bag, when you talking about emotional shit like that.
See, my bad.
No, you good, nigga.
Y'all motherfuckers, I'm about to give it to you raw. Pause, as he like to say. But y'all motherfuckers be talking about certain subjects. I'm like, fuck, I wish I was there. Because I be having so much to talk about, too. And
that's the goal, though. That's the goal.
Right.
We want that engagement.
Right.
Because buku times, nigga, I say something, I be like, oh, I want to mention that every single episode.
Uh-huh.
I forgot. Oh, well.
It was like, well, I don't know what episode it was. Like, like two episodes ago. I'm like, damn, they talk about some good shit on this bitch. I say, fuck, I want to talk about that bitch too, you know. But fuck, you know, it's just another opportunity to bring it back up, you know. But so much shit going in this world anyway.
Like, if we had cameramen and director saying edit, cut, and we can like kind of between segments break,
right,
and talk about them in depth, we could be break up topics. The podcast would be a lot better.
Right.
We don't have that team or them kind of funding to do that.
Right.
We would have to hire like 10 interns or something. And I mean, and niggas ain't working for free.
Right.
It's coming one day though.
I just enjoy like Tyrone, we the face of this shit. But it's really me, you, it's Tyrone, Robin, Deonica, Curl, Clint, Harold, Ricky Wu, Malik, Eric, like everybody. I can't name everybody, but like niggas who are part of us growing. So I salute all y'all, cause like nigga, people notice me on a pod at work because of you. And niggas like, yeah, man, I saw you on Tyrone Instagram. Man, your pod is crazy.
Oh yeah. Fucking right.
And the engagement, like even not on fucking Facebook, for whatever reason, I think they got us banned on the, like I was telling you last time, because the engagement on Instagram and the engagement on Facebook is night and day, nigga. It's night and day. The same videos.
The funny thing is I don't even be on Snapchat like that. I put a video on Snapchat, I'm going to get like 200 looks on Snapchat. I don't even be on. Right. I ain't even got 200 friends on Snapchat. I don't even be on Snapchat. I put a video on there, like Snapchat. Like when I really want say our video ain't getting a lot of views. I put it on Facebook again and again and again. Yeah. Oh, I'm desperate. I put it on Snapchat and I put the tag and I see that shit shoot up. Like Snapchat be kind of helping with the views. Yeah, I don't fuck with Snapchat.
Snapchat do become, because it's not like. Facebook like to shadow ban you, and fucking Instagram like to do the same.
Right, especially and, if you use a certain language, they'll shadow ban the fuck out you.
Uh-huh. And certain music too, they'll shadow ban you for that shit.
Yeah, but we about to grow, because I do got a plan in action. I mean, I got a plan in my head right now, I just got to put it in fruition. Right. So it's not like we just going blind, I got some plans.
Right.
Oh, this nigga rate himself a 9. You a 5. I'm a 7.
This nigga said a 9.5.
I thought y'all gonna rate y'all higher. I mean, fuck. I rate both of y'all higher. I thought we was all 9 plus around this bit.
It's a lot to work on. Like,
yeah.
From episode 1, which is bad.
Right.
Episode 1 was me and you trying to find our footing.
Right.
So now it's like night and day, but they ain't where they need to be.
Well, I'll go back a couple, because since you put it like that, I'll go back, you know. And entertainment wise, I'm up there, you know. But overall, I give myself a 6-7. I'll say 6-7.
Like some people got stuff that I admire. Like when Robin in her bag and she passing it. She can articulate well. Like, I'm so proud of her. Like, how she represents women and black women. Mm-hmm. She just seems so powerful and strong. I love hearing her talk when she in her bag.
Right.
When she's stupid, she's stupid. like sometimes she defend people when there's no defense. She just fucking hard-headed and stupid. You
be on Robin's ass, boy.
Like, with Deonica, she's not talented in pop culture. Like, she's not, well, not talented. She's not
knowledgeable
in pop culture.
Yeah.
However, her personality, like, on this podcast, she take a back seat, but her personality and her voice and her charisma really stands out when she on her own.
Right.
I try to let her lead the podcast with her and Robin. That shit was a disaster.
I was like, shit, come on now.
But she is a superstar. Like when she stand alone, she is a superstar.
Right.
I like what she bring to the table. Say, T, like when you come on here, I know what's up. Like your vibe, your personality. I mean, first time I came on here, I was nervous.
Well, I was too. Fuck, I ain't saying shit.
Nigga, we hung like one time before. I had my gun on me just in case you drive something stupid.
He always
do that. A few times, like, guests come on the first time, and I don't know the niggas, like, I be pistol ready just in case something happened.
Man, the first time we hung out, that bitch was at the club. I'm gonna tell that fucking story. We sit, I'm like, yeah, they got the hoes in this bitch. And Dominic just standing up there. I'm like, this ain't about to get no fucking hoes, man.
Of course, I'm gonna come in the race with my girlfriend. I'm not about to sit right there and get hoes.
She was standing right now?
Nigga, I was like, fucking, it's been a minute, nigga.
That's when he had his fucking dread.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, that was a long ass time ago. Fuck, I thought we were about to go in that girl. I was scared, dude.
I got a story, but I ain't gonna tell you. I got a story. Man, speaking of hoes and shit, I watched a video recently, and they asked women what they want. A man working a 9-to-5, a drug dealer, or a scammer. You know what the most popular answer was?
Scammer, drug dealer.
Yes. Scammer was number one.
He's always scams, because scammer's not as bad as somebody who sells drugs.
Man. Right.
But he get money like a drug dealer, but he's not poisoning the community.
Drug dealer was number two.
All right, it was
no woman wanted a 9-to-5, nigga.
No, they don't.
Like,
they don't want to hit like 35-40.
Yeah, but it's like, you can't be dismissive of the guys who make an honest living at a young age, then expect them to take you and your three kids.
Social media got them fucked 40. Up, bro. Social media got them so fucked up in life. They think everything on social media is
gospel,
right?
Yes.
They're like, oh yeah, I want to be like that. Well, bitch, go work. Find a man who do honest shit.
That's why niggas who got regular jobs don't provide or buy shit. Like, I don't know where that narrative come from.
Well, niggas with regular jobs can't, at the drop of a dime, can't be like, let's go here, let's take a trip now. Right. And niggas with regular jobs got to scrape together money. Like, everybody ain't got a couple bands saved up to like take you on a trip,
right?
But that fast money don't last long.
Right. It don't.
Y'all gotta plan that shit ahead of time. You can't just, hey, let's go to fucking Dubai next week. No.
Hey, bro, you don't be horny and be like, fuck up, I'm like, bitch, what you wanna go somewhere? Like a random, like, because I know for a fact, if I go on Instagram right now and find a bitch and be like, let's go to Dubai. Like, if we had like a little dialogue on Instagram, we ain't cool, we don't know each other, we had little dialogues, and I'd be like, it's on me, let's go to Dubai. She's gonna say yeah.
Yeah, fucking right.
She's gonna say yeah.
She gonna quit her job and everything to go.
I ain't saying she gonna quit her job, but she gonna quit her job. Hey, you ever got so horny you thought about doing that?
No.
Hey, hold on. You ever see a chick so bad you thought about, man, I'm gonna see. I'm gonna buy these tickets. See what she about.
Wow, she fuck no. Look at
I don't know what the fuck.
I ain't never been that horny in my life.
Hell no. If I get that horny, bitch, I'm just beat off. And then call it a fucking night and go to sleep right after.
No, you're right. Because, hold up, when you're horny, you don't think properly. But when you're nut, you're straight.
Right.
Because, man, when I'm horny, I've been like doing shit, going on journeys, reaching out to people I shouldn't reach out to.
Man,
one time I was trying to fuck a midget. Like, I was horny.
Look, being horny will have you going through 30 fucking videos on each part doing.
Yeah, I do that shit, yeah.
Oh, no, I'll do that.
Trying to find the right part, yeah.
All of these fire videos.
I'm just gonna beat off to the whatever part I got.
But you want her to do the right thing.
Yes.
And then when you're done, you be like, go to sleep. And you wake up like, why the fuck I just did that? Dried up nut on you and shit.
I thought about that. I still think about that. Like,
Why I just did this shit?
Because I can fly over to like to LA or something. That ain't expensive.
I'm too cheap for that.
I'm not flying shit.
I can fly over to Miami and back like to Fort Lauderdale for like $200.
I think
I'm too cheap for that.
I think the most I did was pay for a vacation. We went to Gatlinburg before I got married. We had went me and the chick used to talk. We went. I paid for a whole trip for Gatlinburg, and that was fire. But I'd never take the hoe again. But, man, she whooped my ass up there.
What?
I got beat up. So I wanna go. She got mad because I didn't defend her. Like, my boy, old wife was asking her questions about between me and her. And she was like, I'm sitting back there drunk. But I'm not listening to the question. They're all having a conversation. She got mad because I wasn't defending her. I said, how the fuck am I supposed to defend you? I'm drunk.
Don't hit you. She hit the wife.
And, right. But she back there beating me, whooping my ass and shit, hitting me upside my head and shit. And she's John the Major than me, bro.
You're stronger than me. I don't play them hit games. I'm hitting your ass back.
I can't do
I'm not John the Major. I don't run.
I ain't run.
I stand my ground.
That motherfucker. That helped. Oh, I'm glad that's over, though, because that had me going crazy, bro.
Y'all niggas. Man,
so none of y'all, you don't ever think about, like, I'm going to fly this bitch out.
No.
Fuck no. Fly.
I ain't never.
A bus.
Like, you already coming down here, then we can link up then.
Nigga said, when you coming down here.
No, nigga, I'm telling you, we're going to fly to, like, to Jamaica or something. We're going to go somewhere else, shit.
You talking like we already got the $1 million contract from Spotify, nigga. Like, nigga, no, we ain't got it
yet. Vacations ain't that expensive, nigga.
It is. They too expensive. They too rich for my blood.
Nigga, you got $600, nigga.
Yes, I do, but
nigga, you going to make something sweet for $600,
yeah, and my wife, we ain't going no fucking well.
When they come to pussy, if I wouldn't pay for Jordans, I ain't paying it for pussy. And I love shoes. So I got a limit on how much I'm paying for pussy, nigga. Once it get past 225, it's too much. 225. That's how much Jay's is.
Hey, nigga, you know, you get it for 100. You get it for 100, though. 100 easy for pussy. Hey, man, nigga, what? Nigga, my time's up.
We ain't going
to fucking past tense.
That nigga said Dubai.
We talking about the old.
I ain't going to fucking Dubai. Yeah, fuck
you
that.
You ain't doing Dubai for no $600, nigga.
Oh, I ain't saying Dubai.
LA. I'm not going to LA either.
But I ain't bringing no regular bitch for $600. If I go to Dubai, I'm bringing fucking Paige Hurd. I'm bringing a celebrity.
First though, it's going to be $300 for the tickets, the airplane tickets.
Not to Dubai.
No, to LA.
I mean,
but you said $600. Then another $600 is going to be spent getting a hotel. You gonna come out more than $600?
Nah, man, nigga, I be on price down. I give me five. I get 4 or 5 star hotels for the low. Nigga, I got 4 or 5 star hotels for the low, nigga.
LA high. I know when we went out there, I was broke. No, I wasn't, cause I was doing my thing back in the day. You know when we went out there. So
you selling that ass for money, huh?
Nah, bitch.
You selling that ass?
Look at him, motherfucker.
Like, I'm going to LA. Mm-mm, come on.
Nah, bitch.
Oh, man.
Y'all niggas wild, dog.
That shit.
Man, that nigga Cat Williams set it off for 2024.
He did.
You know how? Because now everybody getting the shit off their chest. I see two journalists, one of them world renowned and respected. He's the face of ESPN, Stephen A. Smith.
Oh, Lord.
He is the face of ESPN. The biggest sports network in the world, a black man's the face of. He beefing with some old bitch-ass nigga named Jason Whitlock. I always hated him because he a fucking coon. Every time somebody doing something for black people, he always saying something negative.
Right.
Every time somebody doing something for women, he negative. And I heard Stephen A. curse. He curses.
Yeah.
I never heard him curse like this.
I heard that shit.
That nigga was, you bitch. You fat piece of shit. I've never heard of. I never heard him talk like that before.
Curse that nigga clean out, dog.
You can tell he'll do it often because how hard he did it. Nah. You bitch.
No, you tell that nigga was mad.
Yeah, he was mad. Mad
some,
son.
That was some internal anger.
He said he'd been ignoring Jason Whitlock for about 7 or 8 years. He'd been talking about Stephen A. Smith.
What sport he played? Jason A. Whitlock.
Jason don't do nothing. He was
a journalist.
And that's the prime example.
He had a wig, too. He when that flat top he had, he had other wig, yeah.
That nigga said he had to email his bosses and let them know what he was about to do.
He said pastor, too.
Yeah.
He had to talk to the pastor.
His family and everything.
The pastor said, man, gotta do what you gotta do. He did too far.
No, because... Like some people, they take you to play with, they pick on you until you got to swing back.
Right. Yep.
Exactly.
It made him look like a fool, boy.
Right. You can't let everybody slide, dog.
Fuck no.
I don't let nobody slide. That's my thing. I don't let nobody slide. I'm waiting for somebody to say something about this TMI podcast. I don't want them niggas. I'm waiting for a nigga to say something bad about this podcast.
Because they be talking about us. I hate when people be like, hey, take away all the mics in the hood. I be like, nigga ain't talking about us directly, so I gotta ignore the shit.
Yeah, hold up.
I gotta ignore it. I be itching to say something like, they be like, oh, the man hate, like, they be hating on podcasts. They be like, I be like, who are you talking about? I be wanting to say, like, who the fuck are you talking about? Like, oh, I ain't talking about y'all. I did that one time. They go, well, I ain't talking about y'all. Y'all shit good. Oh, like, oh, like.
I'm new to this podcast shit, but I'm equipped for rap beef. Like beef in general. Like, I know this regular shit, this internet, this ain't straight shit. Yeah. But I'm equipped for beef. I'm really built for that shit. Like, I like that shit. That shit make my dick hard. Like, I like that shit. I like that shit.
That nigga's
I be stupid. Waiting for somebody to say something negative toward me about this shit. Because I'm going to get you my platform big. I'm going to get you. I'm good at jokes. I can rap, nigga. Like, how about I be open to D1? Say me something. Because I'm going to rap that nigga. Like, I really can rap. Like, niggas know. I can call Rob right now, nigga. In that booth, it's been a long time, but niggas know I still get busy if I got to. Like, so I'll be waiting for a nigga to say something. But I be saying that shit like, oh, it should get y'all niggas mics. I'm like, say my name. I'm paying you, man. Nigga, say Hollywood one time. I dare you. I triple dog dare you. I don't talk like that. I triple dog dare you.
Right.
You be like, damn, nigga, let it go.
I just scroll past, dog. I be like, nigga ain't talking about me. I let it go. I can't take it personal because they. Right. If you ain't at me, I'm good.
Nigga said.
And the funny thing is, like we don't bash women, we don't bash men, we don't bash anybody. We just talk right. about what's going on in the world,
right?
And we bring compelling content. I know for a fact if anybody sees this product, the lowest they gonna rate it is a 5. Right. That's the lowest they gonna rate it. Like we average, either we gonna be good or average. Nobody right. gonna tell us we trash. Right. It's impossible. Like you see episode 1, you might say I'm trash. It is what it is.
Or the episode with your boy. They go that one.
No, the episode was funny too because we had funny parts.
Yeah, I did. Look, it was just him. What his rating is?
I mean, he got his own thing. So his own show.
He got his own shit.
I cooked on this show when I was on that bitch. I was cooking.
Oh, all right.
Every time he says some shit, I look at. I did this. And Nick was like leaning forward and looking like that. I'm like, oh shit, here it go.
I'm like, oh.
I said this nigga blowing it.
And what we do, there's gonna be difference of opinion. There's gonna be some people that just can't talk or
right.
They don't pod well. Like when a girl when Aya was on here, I don't think she was a good guest, she was just crazy. Right. So we had to
Oh, that's that white girl?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We had to make her compelling. Like, she wasn't talking about nothing, but
I ain't gonna lie, that's probably the only interview I ain't watch all the way through. I said, man, I can't do it, bro. She just,
I told you niggas didn't like that.
I could not watch.
I told you.
She was
nigga, I might have got like 15 emails, like, about her. We never had that. I'm talking about niggas, who emails? And then I was getting DMs and real emails, nigga.
Son, it's just the way she was talking. I'm like, just shut up. I couldn't do it, so I just turned that bit off. Son. You got a half of you from me.
He said, where y'all found this bitch at? I'm like, nigga, I don't know. You got to ask me.
Where did y'all find her? Where you found her?
Nigga, she famous. I mean, not famous. She was on some show, 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, she was on reality show.
And she got half a million followers.
She got cut?
I don't watch the show, nigga. That shit popped up in my... And I was like, man, what the fuck? I saw half a million followers. Man, reach out to this nigga. She live in New Orleans. Let me reach out to this nigga and see what's up. Because when I reach out to niggas, they don't respond because I reach out to famous people.
Right.
Try to get James Winston on here. Try to get Julie K, the porn star.
You should have let me know. I got me and James took a picture in the city park, you know. I told him about Super Bowl.
You and everybody fucking video looking stupid. That didn't creep up.
So I like doing that shit. So.
I think shit, I don't even know these people.
So that shit was funny.
Oh, shit.
No. Oh, my last beef. Yo Man's NBA YoungBoy versus Charlamagne the God.
I don't know what to say about dudes.
This beef started with
this nigga be crashed out.
Young boy doing an interview, and the interviewer asked him, "How do you feel about fatherhood? Because you have 11 kids at 24 years old." He was like, "He not big on fatherhood." Like, nigga, that's like me saying I'm not big on podcasting, but I do this shit every week. Like, what the fuck?
Like, nigga, you ain't thinking about this shit after 1 or 2,
right?
Or 5.
I got to 11, like, nah, this ain't a good look.
was talking about shit like,
fuck.
I hope music paying off for him, because I've seen artists have millions and go broke. Right. Dame Dash, CEO, MC Hammer. I ain't gonna name everybody artists because it sounds like I'm
right.
My bad.
Right.
I'll take that back. I sound like I'm like making fun of people, because right. it's hard to make millions in the first place, and investments happen. You take care of your family, like.
Yep.
I respect how Hammer move. He took care of the whole hood and it bit him in the ass. And Hammer a real nigga. Nobody gonna play with Hammer. Right. He's a street nigga.
Right.
I don't care if he dancing and shit. I'll fuck him up, but.
I mean, Hammer tried to get into other shit. This shit just didn't pan out. Like, this nigga got a cartoon. All kinds of shit.
T-Pain went broke before. T-Pain spoke about that shit.
T-Pain wasn't Hammer rich.
Nuh-uh. Hell.
But like, young boy, all he got is music, because we was talking about He on the other avenues.
Right.
Like, I never talked to him, but he don't sound very articulate. So I can't see that boy, like, doing the podcast or, like, a TV show. He can't be an actor, because all he can do is play one role.
Right. that rap shit don't last long, boy.
Especially when you rap like that.
Yes, because his music not commercial enough for him to use it and shit.
He got his demographic, and it lasts for only so long, his demographic. It happened to everybody.
Yep.
Like, look at Bow Wow. He had a demographic. Now look at him. What are you doing?
He aged out of it. His demographic grew up and started liking other shit. But he still think he a superstar, though. Like, this nigga really. They're following me. Nigga, no market. They probably think you some old little small nigga who look nigga like Bow Wow.
They don't know it's me.
They don't know it's me. They don't know who the fuck you is either. For real.
I'm about to get Bow Wow on here.
I can see that nigga getting beat up. He gonna say some disrespectful shit. I'm gonna have to hold this nigga back.
I'm not hitting Bow Wow. He gonna hit me. He still got it. He still got 8 million. He still got something. Nah, I can't move like that. I'm gonna beat the shit out that nigga.
Exactly. I'm about to say, you saying that shit.
Fuck that. I'm gonna take my lick. Whoa. Nigga hit me.
He gonna hit you?
Shut the fuck up. Nigga, yeah, boy.
Hey, yo, how you feel about men getting flowers?
If they like it, I love it. It ain't for me.
Well, hold on. What kind of flowers? Like giving somebody their flowers?
All right. our homie went to school with Jessica.
Yeah.
I don't say what they. they had a post, and it was like, men don't get nothing on Valentine's Day, and they had a bouquet of roses and a fitted hat or something. And she was saying, oh, that's gay. And her friends, they was like, oh, yeah, that's gay. Nigga, who want that gay or buy? And I was like, it's a dope gesture. Like, I'm not big on flowers, but if my girl gave me flowers and a hat, like, that's a dope gesture. Like, right. Niggas like gifts, too. Like, and they're sassy. That's single women, by the way.
Of course, they're right. Single baby mamas.
They gonna single with fucking cats and dogs. Mamas, they sleep with their fucking pets and shit. Stupid ass. How the fuck you gonna judge somebody else for what they wife or somebody gave them because they love them?
Exactly. Like, what works for your relationship works for your relationship. Right. It's only yours.
Right.
We gotta stop calling niggas sassy for everything. Like, that's why you ain't got no nigga.
Right.
I ain't talking about her in particular, but that's why.
Nah, yeah.
That's why. Obviously niggas holler at her shit. I mean, niggas do holler. Like, she ain't no mutt, so niggas, I know niggas at her throat.
Right.
In fact, I think she talked to my nigga back in the day. Like, this is like long, long time ago. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about when I was in high school. Like, I knew her before I knew her, because I knew her name, because my nigga talked to her. Like, before Delgado, I knew her.
Pause.
Oh, just talk to my nigga. There's no pause.
No, I'm trying to figure out why he keeps talking.
Just talk to my nigga, not me.
He said pause like 8 times. Like, like,
nigga ignoring the stupid ass.
I know he was. That's why I kept saying it. But nah. That's real shit, dude. Because I know my wife, she definitely going to get me something. I don't know if she's going to get me flowers. But fuck, I take
it. Let's go get you.
Some candy. Fuck, you know, you like candy.
Like,
I ain't trying to be funny, but.
Nah. Yeah.
Look at that nigga.
Mike, yeah. Mike.
What else you gonna give Valentine's Day, nigga?
Nah, I'm just trying to stop him from talking. That's why I kept talking.
I had a joke. I had a joke set up.
He was coming with it. That's why I just kept going. Yeah, Mike, Motherfucker. He was ready for it. That bitch be ready for it. I'm gonna strike his ass back.
Like buying your man something is or expecting your old lady to get you something for a holiday is not sassy. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
It'd be the ones who can't afford it always saying something, dude.
Shit.
I'm waiting for somebody to call me sassy. Like, yeah, I don't have problems like you. Like you do. I'm gonna get personal when you call me sassy.
For real.
Now we can final thought this shit.
Take after Jonathan the Major and don't bring no white woman to the house. Leave her ass where she belongs. In them streets and leave her alone. Fucking go. Leave her alone.
That nigga should have got on the stand and said that shit, though. That's all I got to say about this nigga. Like, he had a chance to defend himself and he chose not to, dog. Like, I don't understand it. His lawyer said
don't do it. Don't defend yourself.
I go to jail, I ain't paying you either.
Exactly.
Whoa. The team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. Episode 137.8 of the TMI podcast. We streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube. I look good because the whole block watching. My nigga Tyrone came through. Appreciate it. Shout out to everybody who watch and support us. Man, follow us. Well, obviously, if you watch it, you follow us on YouTube already. It's the Umbrella Effect, man. We got everything covered. I'm out this bitch, you heard?